around you?
Disciple writes, speaks parsha. And it's good to note. He says that the rule of thumb is Kol ha'maaseh enosh v'tachloisav. All the actions of man, all his schemes, all his strategies, including all his thoughts, lo yo'ilu, will not help, even a minute way, to add on or to diminish what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Gezer decreed upon us on Rosh Hashanah. Except for what? Zulas ayidei tefilo. Except for tefilo, to change the Gzar Din, and Zuchuyas Uchuva could change the Gzardin. Which means as follows. First is Mispala Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Yom Hadin, and there's a Chasima on Yom Kippur of one's Hatzlacha for the entire year. Of course, if that's the case, so there shouldn't be any Ishtadlus. No effort has to be put in, at least in your Gashmias. But what? Through tefillah, I have the ability to up my exardin, to bring it up higher. Through my centurion, I can bring it up, raise it. And, of course, it sounds like from the stipula, through the lack of tefillah, I can even minimize it. And he writes, Umasha adam betachuloiso v'shtadluso matzliach kamapodim lifel kirtzainari. Many times we get what we want through putting in our efforts and through strategizing and scheming. We get what we want and we start to see it's, look, if I wouldn't have done it, it wouldn't have happened. So he writes, Zayyava b'dava shekvar nigzim mishamayim shiyakin. That only comes with something that you would have gotten in anyway. Shigam lula hishtad lusay hayi nigra dava b'chitay v'tavaso. Even without your ishtadlus, you would have, the end result, that's the good word over here, the end result would be, the bottom line, the net profit, would have been either way, maybe this way or a different way. Says an unbelievable thing. You gained it over here through your ishtadlus, but you'll lose it someplace else where you could have gotten it without ishtadlus. So in other words, basically what the stipler is writing is that your net gain of the year is Nigzer in Shemayim, or Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. How are you going to get it? It sounds like it was also told. I could change that through Ishtadlus. What am I changing through Ishtadlus? How I'm going to get it, not what I'm going to get. Ishtadlus affects the how, not the what. And no matter what, I would have gotten this amount. maybe easier way, different way from a makom acher. So therefore he says all the scheming, all the strategies are worthless. So, but what? A person has the ability to mispala. Tefillah can change. That's why he learns a person mispala chol yom v'yom. Every day becomes, in a sense, another gzar din. And he says, the reason is ki lo yeilu shum shtadlus l'shanus mashum fi makshim nigzolah. And then, of course, he brings the Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara in Yuma says that after everything is said and done, that a person does not touch upon anything that somebody else would have gotten either. In other words, the Gemara says that my hatzlacha will never be based on somebody else's failure. There's enough. It's a great lesson in life. There's enough for everybody. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu decrees that I should have a certain amount, and even if my tefillahs increase it, this that I get has nothing to do with the loss or failure or somebody else's lack of success. There's room for success of everybody. And in that sense, the truth is you might not even be the cause of the other person's failure, especially if the person does something which is not proper. But what you chayiv for it? There's a hashkacha, because it can be heard many times, that there's hashkacha in things, but if you're the one that caused it, the failure of somebody else, you are a part in it, intentionally, obviously, so then you carry the chayiv for it. What's the point of this week's parasha? Here's the parasha you see, not the tefillahs of the Ovis, but this is the first time you see the tefillahs of Klal Yisrael. You know, the Ovis are the Sheirish for all the tefillahs. But here you see the Sharoshim come to fruition, and Klal Yisrael's tefillahs are Kadosh Baruch Hu, and it says, Vatol Shavosim. And they're crying. The tefillahs went up to Shemayim, and Kadosh Baruch Hu heard it. And that's the beginning of all the Geula. The Chazanish writes, a few places, in a few different garrets, beautiful garrets by the Shtadlus. He says, Bechol Pega, in anything that occurs, in every occurrence of the world, Murgo, he says, Hareini Murgo, I take that opportunity, I'm used to the Hachzik is the Muna, I use it to Machzik my Muna. Kilo Nasa Dov of Oil Mimikra, nothing happens haphazardly. There's nothing called coincidence. Rak, Api Ashkechasa Yizbarach. Through Hashgacha v'Kadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, if something happens, the Kadosh says, what do I write? What do I do? A mishap, a good hap, any hap. Hareini mis'ameis b'tfilah, l'haver sakzeh. If it's a mishap, so Kadosh Baruch Hu says, the Kadosh says he girds himself. He's mechazik himself b'tfilah. So be ma'amir l'gzeh. L'fichach, he says, abulim l'lashim. Hareini mesiaches bikriris. I relate with a coldness, lehishtadlus, to the concepts of hishtadlus. Ki api harayv, ein hishtadlus brurim. But what? The tefillah. Obviously, there is a level of hishtadlus. There is a level of hishtadlus. But that level of hishtadlus, the Chazanish writes, is a on a much lower level than on the level of tefillah. It says that this that the Ovis, I'll tell you the Grah, great Grah, I'll use it another time, but the Grah says as follows. The Grah says that if, let's say a person has Rachmanu L'Shel Aleinu, the worst of illnesses in the world, and he goes to a doctor, doctor after doctor, and all the doctors say is that there's no hope. And what are you supposed to do? So if you learn the Ran and the Durham, in fact, and it's a problem in the Ran and the Durham, it's where's the Ran? I think in the fourth paragraph. The Ran says as a concept that one can be mispalo for somebody to die. If you see that there's no hope, and there's Yisurin, So Dr. Rang, so you're allowed to daven for his death. And Elul says pshat in the Gemara in the Doran, unlike the I think the Rash, the Farish, and the Taisus knows another pshat. He brings a riot in the Gemara of Suvis by Amsa, the Shivcha of Rebbe. Of course, there's a problem here, because even though the Shivcha of Rebbe was his power that Rebbe should die, but the Chachamim was his power that he should be alive. So what's caused it? Seems to be Machlekes between the Chachamim and the Shivcha. But the Ran says the Shivcha somehow, the Amsa was right. And it becomes a very big Shaila in Halacha. For her particular, Moshe has a few tshuvas on this. The Tzitzeliezer has a few tshuvas. How can it be that you're allowed to daven for somebody to die? I think my Shred told me that he spoke to Rabbi Yashin about this many times, and it's almost like you're working in two dimensions. The doctor and the family and everybody in Maisa has to be Mishtado for life. There's no such thing called DNR, do not resuscitate. The doctor has to keep on working that he should lie, that he should be alive. To the last minute second. At the same time, people should be davening that the person should be taken. And it's not a steal. In your shtadlus, the shtadlus has to be for chayim. In the tefillah, it could be gunisa. So what's the pshat? So I said, what you're davening really for is that it shouldn't be yeshur. And you tell him, Kadosh Baruch Hu, don't take away the Yeshua, even if it's through death. But you're not davening for death. The person's very ill, but there's no Yeshua. It's mashing around like this also. It's mashing like that in the Gemara of Suvis. If you're davening, if the person has no Yeshua, but he's deathly ill, in a comatose, but you don't know the Yeshua, then you have to daven for longevity of life. Only through Yisroel, because the point is, David, there shouldn't be Yisroel. Comes the Gra, and the Gra says, with all the rams in the world, but if a doctor says, there is no hope, you're not allowed to listen to him, and the doctor's wrong. Because he says, Verapa Yerape. So how do you know a doctor's allowed to heal? It's a pasuk in Chumash, Rakshifta Yite Verapa Yerape. And the Gemara dashes, Mikan should nitim reshus the right of the rafas. From here you know that a doctor has permission to heal. So this writes, he has permission to heal, but to say that there is no truthful of chaylozef, to say that there is no recovery from this illness, that lo nitim reshus the right way. That he had no reshus to say. Why? Because there's always the kayachat feel. And that's really what happened by Chizkiyo, HaMelech, that when the Navi Yeshaya ben Amitz came to him and said that I have a Nevuah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that what? The Nevuah is that you're going to die and you're not going to live. Yomos Val Yichya. And therefore come in your household about your death, write your Tzavah. So Chizkiyo HaMelech sent out Yeshaya. He threw him out of the house. And the Gemara says that he said, Kach kiblani beis avi abba. This is what I accepted from my grandfather's house. That afilu cherev chadu munecha satzavarecha. If there's a sharp sword that's already on your neck, ayin la atzma munerachri. You can't give up from asking from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from tefillah. You're not allowed to be Messiah from it. And what are you talking about? There's a Gzar Din. HaKadosh Baruch was giving the Nevuah to the greatest of Nevi'im, to Yeshayahu, and telling him that it's already decreed Labaz and Mila that you're going to die. And Chizkiyo doesn't accept it because he knows to feel if you change it. That's the cycle of this week's parasha. That even if the Gezer are Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, because what was Gezer are Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? That this is the merit you're going to have for the year, or whatever, this is the Hatzlacha for the year, in any area. That's really meaningless. It's meaningful in Ishtadlus, but it's meaningless in Tfilah. So it seems to be, by the way, Agav Orcha, in the Pashtus, this Gemara in Brachas, I think it's in Brachas, with Chisyo Melech, of Ayin Asim and Arachim, is Fakir from the Ran and the Doran. Because the Ran says, you Fakir, you can ask Arachim for the person to die. And here there's a Gzardin from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he knows it. And it's Afiyu Cherev Chadim Nachas Avarecha, which means it's on the surface point, on the body, and a very sharp sword. So what's the pshat? I think it's right to what we just said before, that you can't give us power will that the person should die. You have to keep on having a hope, surely with the status of it. But when you be mispowered, there should be no more yusur. And that's a positive thing, even if it means misa. But it's not direct, I think. Otherwise it's a shreb shot, and it's very not to say, otherwise it's a tzarchi and gadol on the round. Just finish off with just one thought. When we talk about ishtadlus versus lack of ishtadlus, that's only in Milu Da'alma that the Chazidish means. That there's no such thing called ishtadlus. He has a kriris, he has a coldness to people who are mishtadl, that put an effort, you know, to change the Zardin in terms of your active effort. That's only in Milu Da'alma. But of course, in Milu D'Shemaya, in terms of your ruchnius, your aliyah in learning, and your aliyah in mitzvahs, and aliyah in all areas of ruchnius, there it's all the status. There it's really totally in the person. Similar to the Gemara that says, Hakol Bidei Shemayim. There's one chutz, Meir Shemayim. In terms of Yir Shemayim, that's called the status. In learning, that's all called the Amelis. That's the bracha last of the Divrei Torah. Not a bracha of Lilma Torah. In learning, it's all ishtadlus. In Parnassah and all other areas, it's all bashert.